A document obtained by the ABC has revealed that former Attorney General George Brandis was asked to approve the controversial prosecution of a former spy and his lawyer more than 2 years before consent was granted. The former ASIS agent, known as Witness K, and his lawyer, Bernard Collaery, are facing charges under the Intelligence Services Act for allegedly conspiring to communicate secret information to Timor-Leste's government. Mr. Collaery is also accused of sharing information with ABC journalists about an operation which saw Australia bug East Timor's cabinet room during negotiations over oil and gas reserves worth an estimated $40 billion. Now a letter from the current Attorney General, Christian Porter, has shed more light on the delays in the prosecution. Steve Kinane from ABC Investigations has more.
It promises to be one of the most fascinating trials of modern times. A former ASIS agent and his lawyer accused of revealing a spying operation on East Timor that senior lawyers argue was an illegal act hatched in our nation's capital. When it was revealed that Attorney General Christian Porter had approved the prosecution of Witness K and Bernard Collaery, many were asking why it took so long. A prosecution launched nearly 4.5 years after ASIO raided the pair's homes. Now, a letter written by Mr. Porter has provided more details. It doesn't explain the delays, but it does state that former Attorney General George Brandis was first asked to approve the prosecution back in September 2015. The letter was sent to Senator Rex Patrick.
What stands out to me is the time it took between when the then Attorney General George Brandis received advice from the then Director of Public Prosecutions Bromwich and the time it took to act on that. He held on to it, that advice, for about 10 months, doing nothing. Then he waited until there was a new Director of Public Prosecutions and sought further advice from her, took his time again in reacting to that, referred it to the Solicitor General, then flicked past it to the current Attorney General, Christian Porter.
It's not clear why Mr. Brandis chose not to approve the prosecution. In a statement, he said, "I am not at liberty to comment on matters concerning national security, nor on legal advice to the government." Former Victorian Premier Steve Brax and Independent MP Andrew Wilkie have both questioned whether the prosecution was delayed until after a deal was signed between the two countries over oil and gas reserves, something that the government has emphatically denied. Mr. Porter has previously told the ABC that external factors played no part in his consideration of the matter. In the letter, the Attorney General does reveal that both the defence and the prosecution are considering whether the case can be heard using orders under the National Security Information Act.
It means that the prosecution is seeking orders from the court to have almost the entire case heard in secret.
That's Professor Clinton Fernandes from the University of New South Wales. He's a former Army intelligence officer who has written extensively about East Timor.
The National Security Information Act dates back to 2004 at the height of the terror campaign by Jamais Lamia and the fear about the war on terror after the invasion of Iraq. And the NSI Act was enacted in circumstances where the prosecution of terrorists and the protection of ASIO officers and intelligence personnel and certain evidence was justified as requiring the highest level of protection. It was never, of course, mentioned that a trial like this would ever be brought in.
If the prosecution and the defence cannot agree on those highly secretive orders, and that seems likely, it may fall on the Attorney General to decide whether they can be used during the trial. The next hearing is due in the ACT Magistrates Court on October 29.
Steve Kinane reporting there, and the Attorney General's office has been contacted for comment.